This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. If you want, you may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind with you in the studio here tonight. It's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there. Features are completely free right there on the front page. It's a Reddit-based front page, so you can actually create the content that you see there on the front page of the site. And, of course, all over social media today is the discussion about Syria. And President Clinton, of course, as you know, recently launched plenty of... Oh, wait, no. Donald Trump launched a bunch of bombs.
I'm really happy missiles. We got Trump as president because at least this way we don't have World War III with Russia.
Didn't Donald Trump say that he would be bringing a new era of peace to the United States?
Yeah, I think he was pretty clear that no president should launch an attack without Congress's approval.
You're talking about in some of the tweets that he had sent
out.
Yeah,
from 2013. Back when he wasn't president.
Right. Here,
it wasn't okay to do military action that he didn't approve of.
According to rawstory.com, they've got an interesting piece here, not just about Donald Trump's hypocrisy on attacking Syria, but also... they have 10, and I'm sure there are far more than 10, but they had to keep the article to 10. Here are 10 Republicans who have done a complete 180 on Syria now that Obama's not president. And, of course, number one is President Donald Trump, the most notable person to change his mind on the merits of attacking Syria in 2012 and 2013. He regularly attacked Obama for his desire to get involved in the Syrian conflict, and even suggested at one point that Obama would go to war with Syria to boost his flagging poll numbers. Donald Trump wrote on Twitter...
Do you think... Are Trump's... Let's see, were Trump's poll numbers flagging before he went to war? I think they might have been just down a little bit to, like, the lowest in recent history in, like, the last decade or something.
Do you think this is going to help his poll numbers? Because there are a bunch of people who are Republicans who are mad about this.
Yeah, but there's a lot of... Hillary Clinton just came out today and said, whoopee!
Really?
Bomb,
she's
bomb,
actually
bomb.
Patting him on the... Huh? She's actually patting him on the back.
She's not patting him on the back. She's just saying it's the right thing to do.
Isn't it usually when it, wars are started, it goes up in the ratings? And,
yep.
And it doesn't it usually, like, end up... Yep. The president end up going a second term as a result?
But, with George Bush, he had the whole, they attacked us excuse, which of course wasn't true. Iraq didn't attack the United States, but trying to explain the difference between Iraq and Saudi Arabia to the American people, you know, that's going to fly over their heads. So at least Bush had that ability to sort of pander to the idea that we're under attack. Trump can't say the same thing about Syria.
I don't think he'd even try.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he doesn't have to. He can just press the launch button and send, what was it, 60 missiles? How many did they shoot?
59 was the number that I've gotten. I've heard between
missiles.
48 and 59. I'm just going to round up here.
At what was it, $1.4 million apiece?
Well, wow. It depends on when they purchased these cruise missiles. They could be the old ones, and then they'd only
pay
be
more?
$600,000.
Oh, really? Okay, so we're still talking about dozens of millions of dollars. Exploded.
Yeah, between $50 and $150 million.
Here are a couple of excerpts from Donald Trump
billion.
On Twitter.
Hold on. We increase by 1,000 everything I've just said. It's a billion.
A billion?
It's
what?
Call it $100 billion.
Wait, what?
All right.
I thought the missiles were $1.4 million apiece. Are you saying $100 billion to shoot this last round of missiles?
If they fired 60 missiles at $1.5 billion, wouldn't that be close to
$100 billion? They're not $1.5 billion apiece, dude. There's no There's no way.
Now they're probably a million apiece.
I mean, I know the government likes to spend a lot of money on military equipment, but there's no way.
These numbers have been floating in front of me all day. Maybe my brain's gotten mixed
definitely
up.
Definitely the latter. Yeah, your brain's mixed up on this. Feel free to check that out. Excerpt from Twitter at RealDonaldTrump. Back in October of 2012, he writes, quote, "Now that Obama's poll numbers are in a tailspin, watch for him to launch a strike in Libya or Iran. He's desperate." More relevant, 2013, September 2nd, quote, "If the U.S. attacks Syria and hits the wrong targets, killing civilians, there will be worldwide hell to pay. Stay away and fix a broken United States," which, of course, was very similar to his campaign message. And a lot of his messaging after being elected was that he wanted to focus in the United States, bring manufacturing back to the U.S., build a wall, etc. All was about focusing on the U.S. He even said, after being elected, that he would be bringing a new era of peace. He did counter that by saying that he would attack ISIS, but this was not attacking ISIS.
Nope.
In fact, there's actually an argument that this helps ISIS, that the destruction of this military base.
See, ISIS is fighting Assad. Trump is fighting Assad. I don't know. Does it sound like, I don't know, it sounds remarkably like Trump donated 60 cruise missiles to the ISIS's strategy
That's
against
right.
Assad.
I was watching a video about this earlier today, and apparently this particular, it was basically a Syrian Air Force base that was attacked. As I understand it, that this particular Air Force base, there were a few Russian MiG fighters that were ostensibly blown up, according to RT.com. And so the claim is that there's a nearby Syrian city that was being protected from ISIS attacks or from other attacks, other rebel attacks, by this particular base. And now that the base has been destroyed, then they're not going to be able to protect that particular Syrian city, which may mean that it will fall to either ISIS or Syrian rebels. It's not good.
Don't forget the civilians that were killed in the actual Tomahawk missile bombing.
The president says, "Real Donald Trump," back on Twitter in August 30th of 2013. Quote: "The president must get congressional approval before attacking Syria. Big mistake if he does not." Yeah.
It's a big mistake.
Which he didn't do, by the way. This this president, Donald Trump, did not.
Don't you wish you had elected Gary Johnson in America? If you can't find Aleppo, you can't bomb Aleppo.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Story from RT.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. You can join us. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We got Liberty Lover. He's on the line in Ohio via Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is exactly what you guys are talking about, this stuff with Syria. Russia has come out already saying that Vladimir Putin said that this is going to hurt relations with the U.S., actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Severely.
And I think that this is very dangerous territory, because a lot of people have always been spewing, Trump is in bed with Russia, Trump is in bed with Russia. Well, what happens when he decides to prove that he's not in bed with Russia?
Right.
Possible World War III?
I think that this might very well be the beginning of World War III. You know, this is a Russian ally.
Hold on. Libertarians have predicted the beginning of World War III as often as Christians have predicted the rapture, okay?
Well, really, all that's happened here, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people who are very afraid that this could lead to that, but they need to remember that these aren't the first missiles that Donald Trump has launched at Syria, right? He's been launching missiles at Syria and Iraq for, basically his entire term so far.
I thought he was doing drone attacks in, Yemen and Afghanistan.
Well, I'm not specifically saying, this is the start of World War III. I'm saying if we don't play our cards right, this could escalate into tensions here.
Maybe, but we've had proxy wars for, how many generations?
Quite a few.
And I'm confused as to where our priorities are. We're worried about Syria right now when we have some maniac in North Korea who's literally threatened to nuke us several times and has weapons to do so? And we're worried about some people in Syria?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'm not worried about any of those folks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that they don't seem to be all that threatening to us.
I'm saying if I were president, I would reassess my priorities in this instance. I wouldn't be in Syria at all at the moment, but I think this is a very dangerous move.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's definitely.
I would have to agree. I just don't know what to do about it. I'm extraordinarily frustrated. That's about all I got.
Liberty Lover, thanks for the call tonight. Yep. I appreciate the input. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So more about, you know, what happened in Syria, your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Plus, some more of these Republican hypocrites changing their tune now that the president is one of theirs. They used to be against bombing Syria. What changed? It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in, toll free. Join us here. You can talk about the Syria situation or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can get your MyPillow at half off by using code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. And you can get one at half off, two for the price of one. It's up to you. And it's a great pillow. I use one, and Mark does as well. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It does a really good job at that. Plus, it's washable. So if you want, you can put it in your washer and dryer, and it is designed for that. Plus, it's also guaranteed to last for 10 years, and there's another guarantee on it, a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you get MyPillow, you get it at half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com, and then for some reason you don't like it, well, that's okay. You can just send it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We continue here with more from the Syria strikes by the U.S. And, Mark, you were correct. My memory was mistaken in this case. The bombings that Trump had been doing were not in Syria, but they were in Yemen. Drone strikes in Yemen as well as Pakistan, apparently, and Somalia, according to CFR.org, the Council for Foreign Relations, or on Foreign Relations.
They're a bunch of fun at a party, those guys.
So, also, you said you were going to check the numbers on the bombs. Did you manage to pull that up?
Yes, I was off by $1,000.
$1,000?
Like everything. Yeah, extra three zeros on the backside.
Oh, you were off by a factor of 1,000.
Yes.
Right. So in that case, it was what, around $1 million per?
Yeah, call it $1 million per, because it could be between 600,000. The replacement cost on them is $1.4 to $1.5 million.
So they blew one up. If it was older, you said those might have been $600,000.
Yeah. So I guess it's really
newer,
hard.
$1.4 million.
I think it's fair to say it's $1.5 million, because the replacement cost for them is, you know,
they're going to buy one.
Yeah, Raytheon's replace those things. They're on the truck
right now. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. RT with a story about the missile strike in Syria. Figured, let's go to RT to get their perspective on things here. The U.S. launched a missile strike on a Syrian airbase, killing at least six people, including civilians, and wounding several others. Reactions to the operation continue to roll in, with Russia condemning it, while EU countries and others express support. U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the military strike on the airfield at Shayrat near Homs, which resulted in a Friday pre-dawn attack in which 59 Tomahawk missiles were deployed. Washington claimed the strike was a response to an earlier alleged chemical attack in Syria's Idlib, for which the U.S. blamed the Syrian government. So Donald Trump, the guy who claimed that he was going to bring a new era of peace to the United States, to the world, that he was going to withdraw.
He didn't send Tomahawk missiles to the United States. Come on.
Well, he said that he was going to bring a new era of peace, and that the Trump administration was not going to engage in nation building and fighting other nations' wars for them. But this sure does sound like fighting another nation's war for it.
Well, if you consider the Islamic State to be a nation, but I mean, you know, he's really supporting all the rebels against Assad.
Well, right. There are different rebel groups besides ISIS.
You can't fight a war, ladies and gentlemen, without boots on the ground. The United States doesn't have boots on the ground in Syria. So,
not yet.
If the United States is fighting an air war in Syria, it's supporting somebody's boots on the ground.
Yep.
And the biggest, baddest boots on the ground right now, from what I know, and I'm no foreign policy expert, but I just watched the news, the biggest, baddest group boots on the ground is ISIS. So did Trump just donate 59 Tomahawk missiles to the ISIS cause?
It's a good question. So Washington claimed it was a response to a chemical attack, but we don't know for sure if that even happened.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of arguments over it. I mean, the major news sources are saying it happened.
But regardless, even if it did happen, there are horrific acts conducted by various different governments around the world. And if Trump is saying that this is an excuse to get involved in a Syrian conflict, to pick a side, then does that mean he's going to start picking sides in other conflicts?
Well, there are a lot of children probably killed by, terrible dictators in lots of countries
around the
world in the last week or two, I would presume. And the United States isn't going to war with any of them. So why would they do it in Syria?
Especially when Russia is backing up the Syrian government.
This way Trump gets to show that he's not on the side, he's not with Russia while the Russian investigation is going on against Trump or whatever. Not that I don't really care about any of that. I think that that's, you know, mostly the Democrats. It's just, this whole Trump and Russia thing is basically Democratese for Benghazi. I just think it's just politically motivated crap as far as I'm concerned. But, this money that they spent on this stuff is basically, mortgaging the future of our future generations. I'd say it was your children or your grandchildren, but frankly, their futures are already mortgaged. Trump could have used this money for anything, and he wanted him to use it to blow up soldiers and civilians at an airport that they warned people to get away from. It's crazy.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Mark is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hey, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a kudos. I know you guys have been getting a lot of flat earthers calling in, and I apologize for that because it was actually my fault that Cosmark Sargent put up the video. But Mark Sargent, it seems like every time that a flat earther calls in, he's now putting up a new video on Free Talk Live, and I think that it's people are sort of being called to action to calling on you guys. And, it's nice because you guys are at least willing to, listen. A lot of places, this sort of topic is absolutely, forbidden. On Coast to Coast, for instance, anybody who calls in,
Coast to Coast won't even let you guys call in?
No.
Jeez.
It's too out there for George Norrie.
Wow, I'm surprised by that. So
what does that tell you?
Yeah, I know. Well, Ground Zero did a full 2-hour interview with Mark Sargent. But let me just say, I'm not really a big fan of Mark Sargent.
How much money is Mark Sargent making off of this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess you got YouTube ads. So I guess you can make money.
Doesn't he sell a book too? Doesn't he have a book?
Oh, does he? I don't know.
I don't know.
There was a book that was called in, or somebody called in about yesterday, called 200 Proofs the Earth is Not a Spinning Ball, or something like that. It was actually written by a man named Eric Dubay, and he's one of the big names in the flat earth community. He's actually a voluntarist. He's an anarcho-capitalist.
That ain't going to do it for me, just so you know.
That doesn't give him any credibility whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he has managed to see that the state is an organization of claiming a monopoly privilege on violence does not mean that he can, he's qualified to decide what shape the earth
there
is.
There is a full range of intelligence levels when it comes to...
I'm not going to call it intelligence level, but I do think that it's it makes one wonder why someone cares so much about spreading the ideas of what shape the globe is. I don't care.
Well, if they're getting a paycheck from it, then they would care for that reason.
Oh, yes, they'd care very much.
Well, but a lot of them, hang on, Mark, we'll let you answer that here in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. But a lot of them just, they're obsessed with it. And how many of them are for real? How many of them are just trolling? 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We got more about the Syrian bombing coming up, and there was a headline, by the way, over at the Drudge Report that some Russian, some kind of gunboat or destroyer is apparently en route to the area where the U.S. boats are, and so, the speculation is that there might be some sort of conflict brewing there.
Seems really unwise for the Russians to choose to if three talk show hosts in Keene, New Hampshire know that your destroyer fleet is headed towards the United States fleet. Perhaps the act of surprise here has been lost.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously. But
would it ever have been a surprise?
No surprise, because they have satellite technology.
Yeah, they can
sense. That's how we know this.
They're not going to beat U.S. equipment.
I have to wonder if there's going to be any real conflict as far as direct conflict between the Russian and U.S. Most of these conflicts have been, proxies, wars. So.
I sure hope that nothing escalates from this point. But once you launch 59 missiles at a military base, there's a good chance somebody else is going to ramp it up further.
Russia's already got a military base in Syria, so I'm not sure. They didn't attack Russia directly. They attacked
a protectorate. I mean, they attacked a country that the country's military base
is Russia
teamed
up with Russia. Russia a Or is it a protect? I mean,
well, I mean, Russia has apparently has some sort of an agreement with Syria. Do they not?
Yeah,
that's what I've read.
But is it a protectorate?
No, because I don't. Protectorate might not have been the right word. I mean, they're not owned by Russia.
Yeah. No. Protectorate isn't somebody.
Puppet state?
Yeah. I mean, it's not owned by. That doesn't mean owned by a country anyway. It's not what that means.
Yeah.
It just means that one country has basically agreed to defend you in the course of war.
I thought that was the case.
But, well, no, because you can defend a country and not have a protectorate type situation. So, you know.
Well, we'll get back into the story here, but some people want to talk about whether the Earth is flat or not. Mark in Colorado, go ahead with your thoughts tonight. You say that not even Coast to Coast AM will let you guys call in about this stuff. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, they'll let us call in, but then as soon as we start talking about it, then you get cut off. Of course, I myself have never called Coast to Coast. I'm really not a big fan, but anyway, I was just saying, you know, you guys were asking, like, why do people go through such a lengthy effort to try to convince people of the shape of the Earth?
Yes.
And
I really wanted to know this, because I mean, I don't feel like I benefit in any way, shape, or form by informing people that the Earth is, you know, spherical or something close to a sphere.
Yeah, and you're right. It is sort of like a mundane, ultimately has no real relevance sort of topic. But the way I look at it is that you know, any kind of conversation in pursuit of the truth is worthwhile to have.
Well,
but you don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can tell you, like, I don't necessarily flat out totally 100% believe that the Earth is flat like a...
Well, right, because you have no evidence, right? Like, all of the flat Earth people are basically just speculating.
No, there's actually a whole bunch of evidence. In fact, there's way more evidence for a flat Earth than there is for a ball.
That's ridiculous.
It sounds like it's true.
Give me your number one piece of evidence.
Yeah, give me the most motivating piece of evidence you have that the Earth is flat.
Okay. So there is a photo of the skyline of Chicago taken from across Lake Michigan from, I think it was like Indiana or something. So it's a photo of the skyline of Chicago, and you can see the Chicago skyline all the way down to the shoreline. And, in fact, the local news in Indiana had covered this photo, and they said that this photo is impossible because with the curve of the Earth, you should only be able to see the tops of the tallest buildings because the rest of it would be below the curve. But you can actually see it all the way down to the shoreline. And they explained it away by saying that, the news had explained it away by saying that it was a mirage.
So that's your number one piece of evidence is a picture?
No, yeah. Well, that's just
I got a really good piece of evidence as a picture too. It's a picture of the Earth taken from a space station.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. Toll free number here 855-450-FREE. Not just the picture of the Earth taken from the space station, but every picture ever of the Earth taken from every person who's ever gone to space, which is, you know, probably in the dozens, if not hundreds, of people.
And what
point
is the source of that? I mean, because you could potentially stitch together something that probably
of course
looks
you
like
can
that
alter
too,
photos
from multiple images.
Yeah.
I don't know. It can probably be faked.
How about every picture ever taken by everyone who's ever flown a plane or ridden in a plane that was able to see the curvature of the Earth? I mean, this just
has to be
more
hundreds of people.
I fly all the time.
That's probably thousands of people.
Yeah, there's definitely a curvature.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the flat earthers will say that the pictures of the globe taken from space are obviously doctored or fake or whatever it is that they're going to claim. But I mean, if your best evidence is a picture, then that necessarily you would have to let the other side enter into evidence
their pictures,
a picture.
Yeah. Well, because then you have to claim that every picture of the round Earth or the spherical Earth is a fake. And that it's all part of a giant conspiracy
suppress. And conspiracy to do what?
And the argument just seems so ridiculous because they say it's an illusion. Like, it just seems so absurd.
The curving, the apparent curving.
Yeah, the curving.
Is absurd.
I don't know. It's just... Yeah, and I think Mark's got a point. What's the motivation here?
I think it's just to waste people's time. I mean, ultimately, if you're a troll, then it's to troll. If you are making money off of your trolling, then, well, there's a real reason for that, right? Like the guy publishing the book, the guy doing the interviews, the guy making money off of thousands of YouTube views, then there's a motivation for him. And for the rest of them, they're just crazy. Like the crazy conspiracy kooks who believe any ridiculous conspiracy put in front of them, including this one, which is the most absurd and ridiculous of the conspiracy theories I think that I've ever heard. I mean, this one and the idea that, let's see. No, well, I mean, there's a bunch of ridiculous conspiracy theories. There's also the one that there's a radio tower in Alaska that's controlling people's minds. The HARP conspiracy theory is what that one is. And I'm sure if we thought about it hard, then we could probably think up some other variants. How about the alien strikes on 9/11, the claim that it wasn't actually... You know, the common 9/11 theory is that there were bombs in the buildings.
Yeah.
The more uncommon theory is that it was actually a UFO that took the buildings down, apparently. I mean, so there's just all kinds of levels of insane out there when it comes to this stuff. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But it is true. We will let any crazy person on with any kind of cockamamie conspiracy theory here on Free Talk Live. So back to the story here, which is likely not a conspiracy about the U.S. military.
Well, there's people that are saying that it's a false flag, yeah.
That it's a false flag. What does that mean?
That it didn't happen.
So they're claiming that there was no attack on the Russian military, or excuse me, the Syrian military base?
Right, no attack. False flag.
So the claim is that, hold on, normally when we hear about false flags, the claim is that it's the U.S. government that did something to result in an excuse to do something else. So, like, for instance, the Gulf of Tonkin, an attack.
It's a distraction, right?
Well, no. The idea is not a distraction, but that the false flag normally leads to something bigger. So in the Gulf of Tonkin, there was a supposed attack on the U.S. military, or I think it was the Navy at that time, which was completely falsified. But they used that as their excuse to get into the Vietnam conflict. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So in this case, are they claiming that the U.S. military... are they saying the Russians are lying about being attacked and that the U.S. military... the U.S. military...
The claim that the false flag is the gas attack itself. That, you know, the chemical, Assad, that
chemical.
Kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So that would make more sense, yeah, for a false flag.
So they're claiming that the false flag was the chemical attack which led for the U.S. to do a real attack?
I presume.
Okay. Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-453.
You're a conspiracy theorist. You can just say anything.
Right, pretty much. Right.
You just say whatever you feel like. Now I don't believe it. You're going to have to show me. How am I going to show you? Take you to Syria?
Smell the gas.
To see the dead kids? I mean, what?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. We still have more to say about Syria, including the 10. Now, they only took the time to find 10. I'm sure you could find 100. But 10 of the elected Republicans who have completely changed their tune about the Syria strikes since Obama was in office. So they were against it when Obama was doing it, and now they're for it. Now that Donald Trump is doing it, we can share those quotes with you here in moments. Plus, more from RT.com on their perspective on the strikes. But first, to your calls and thoughts. Also, do want to let you know how to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you enter Amazon through the links there, there's Amazon Canada, UK, and US. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's a big help to us when you do that, and you're getting the same great deals that you're used to. You're getting the same Amazon experience you're used to. It's just you're benefiting Free Talk Live. So go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to Ricky, who, as I understand it, made his return appearance on Free Talk Live last night. It's been a while. Go ahead, Ricky. What's on your mind? Ricky in Pennsylvania.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, and that'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I did make my return last night, and I could have chimed in about last night, because I'm gonna chime in about tonight. See, my concern about all this Syria business with Donald J. Trump, the J stands for jackass. Were you aware of that, there, Ian?
No, that's cute.
It's pretty cruel of his mother to have done that.
Well, here's the problem. First of all, I know where Mark was going with this, but I don't know what they were talking about. But I was going to chime in about this last night, but I thought what I was talking about was much more important. See, the problem here is this makes no sense for Assad to do this.
You're talking about the gassing?
Correct. I mean, it makes no sense for him to do this, but what does make sense... Now, I do, of course, I believe it's gassed. I mean, there was definitely people gassed, you know?
Okay.
It's like, I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the question is, who did actually do it? You know, because already there's issues with Russia. Kind of reminds me when Trump dropped the ball in the second debate, and then all of a sudden you got a denial by this other jackass over there in Russia. you know. It takes one to know one. And the problem here is, I do believe it's an excuse. It's like laying the bait. This guy's a sociopath. The moment he feels threatened in any kind of way, you know, he'll just attack. And that was my biggest concern, you know?
Well, that's one of the things the some people in the media have been praising him for, is that Donald Trump is willing to act fast. Well, yeah, sometimes if you act fast, that means you're not thinking about anything. In this case, he certainly didn't consult with Congress, as Rand Paul, I believe, had suggested that he ought to do.
It looks like he consulted with Hillary Clinton, because he did exactly the thing she
what
suggested.
She wanted. Yeah, didn't you support Hillary during the election, Ricky? You ought to be happy
about
this.
Absolutely. Absolutely I did. do I agree with her on this? I hate to say this, but I think, honestly, well, first of all, no. I don't agree with this.
Okay.
And second of all, I don't agree with this.
I believe you.
I think this was bait.
So you, who do you believe did it?
It doesn't make much sense that Assad, I mean, I agree with the people that say that Assad doesn't, just a second, Ricky. I agree that it doesn't make much sense for Assad to have done this, because, frankly, whatever conflict was going on there, it looked like he was winning it. So whipping out the gas and gassing some, and accidentally or purposely gassing some kids certainly didn't look good.
Hmm.
And
they're accusing?
What?
That he was gassing kids?
There's pictures
allegedly
of dead kids.
Four children.
Interesting.
Well, here's what I believe is behind this, and this is why last night what I was talking about with Daryl and Chris, which was pretty concise, ultimately, who's behind this is the people who's behind all of this, the same people who run the guns, the same people who run the H, the people that say, through unification of the states under strict federalist control, then you then can enjoy and experience freedom and independence with democracy. That don't sound like freedom. That sounds to me like communism. And the fact of the matter is, this is the exact kind of tactics Federalists use. These are the individuals, the Hamiltonian Federalists. This guy's a self-professed Federalist when he was on his big Hamiltonian trip.
Who's that?
You know? Trump.
Okay.
When he was early on in the campaign, when he wanted his big...
Well, clearly Trump has said one thing and has done another, just like all politicians do. Surprise! He's one of the establishment!
I agree with everything you've said about Trump here, Ricky. The problem is that when you support a candidate for the presidency, and that candidate's one of the major parties, then it just causes me to keep on going back. I'm like, but Ricky, you wanted Clinton. Wasn't she a Hamiltonian too? I mean...
No, absolutely not.
She wants the same thing. Not. She wants a centralized government, buddy.
She's a big-time centralizer of the government.
She believes in the power in the lower levels. This guy could give a damn.
No, the hell she doesn't. She's seeking office of president. If she believed in lower-level power, she would be seeking, you know, a state representative office or something like that. I mean, the fact that...
Well, remember, Jefferson, when he was president, he was the one that took all that power away, to Donald Trump's disappointment. You know, both him and Hamilton.
He kind of built up the U.S. Navy and sent him off to Tripoli without the expressed consent of the of Congress. So, you know, and he admitted that was an unconstitutional act.
But he did it anyway.
Yeah.
But at least in this case, it was done the right way.
Build a straw man. Would you like to build a straw man?
You know, it was a war deterrent. This is not a war deterrent. This is a retaliatory act for who the hell knows what reason.
Tripoli was conscribing U.S. sailors and holding them for ransom. You don't think that was a retaliatory act?
Oh, it was a...
Good night, Ricky.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
When you pick you pick heroes among men, your men can be picked apart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And by the way, I said four children dead. That apparently was in the strike by
the
U.S.
That's the strike, yes.
So I apologize.
Assad killed children, so he must kill their children.
Let's
something.
Go to Jarls. He's on the line in Los Angeles watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jarls.
Hello again, gentlemen.
You're on the air?
Is everyone doing good today?
All's well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm wondering of your thoughts on pictures of Earth from space.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep. I've seen them
right here.
I love pictures of Earth.
They're very beautiful.
Okay. Yes, but this is the interesting thing.
Interesting, but go ahead.
Have you ever looked at each individual continent from space?
Well, I mean, like, different pictures of Earth? Because obviously all the continents wouldn't be visible in one picture, right?
Well, correct. I'm saying if you look for Asia, or if you look for Antarctica or Australia, I want you to look at them very carefully.
Okay, I'm looking carefully.
Have you seen any that are real?
The hell are you talking about?
That Asia might not be real?
No, not that Asia, but the picture is a fabrication.
Okay.
Right. Well, so are you saying that every person
who's ever... There's clouds and stuff in the way.
Yeah, are you saying that every person who's ever taken a photo of Earth from orbit has been part of a giant conspiracy, and that every single picture has been fabricated from back before the time when people had access to Photoshop?
Oh, I've been looking for a picture of Earth, the fuller. The fuller, there's one from 1972. It's called the Blue Marble. And that's the only one that's not a composite or a rendering.
Well, that's an interesting theory, but...
I don't know how to really address that. Certainly seen pictures that looked very real that weren't real, but, I mean, I don't know how to address it if you just simply don't believe that that the pictures that I'm looking at are real. I'm looking at a GIF right now of pictures of the Earth as it spins, and Asia looks as real as North America.
Yes, and is that from Himawari, from the 28,000-mile-away camera?
I don't have the source of it.
Mark, if you don't have the source of the picture, then it must be fake. You can't trace the origins of the photo. That proves, it pokes holes in your argument that this is a globular Earth.
I think that there's a good argument. Go ahead.
How do they get the pictures back from these cameras? For example, have you heard of the pale blue
Have you heard of film?
Oh,
do you know what a digital camera is?
Yes.
I mean, are we really talking about this?
Can I talk about this one thing?
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. See, before digital cameras, they had this thing called film. And you would take the film into a dark room, and you would have the pictures developed. And it was very, very hard to modify those photographs way back when. Mark went up here in moments. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.